Hi, welcome to the Fantastic Forecast, episode 413. I'm Dave Elliott, and I am a suppressive person. Today, Fantastic Four, 413 from June 1996. Missions Impossible by Tom DeFalco and Paul Ryan. Uh-oh. Whenever I see the word impossible in the title, it makes me nervous. But don't worry, a certain green and purple character does not appear in this book. However, the character Doom 2099 does appear in this book, and right there on the first page, there he is, the Doctor Doom of the year 2099, who has traveled back in time to the year 1996 on a mission of mercy. Maybe he's going to kill Bob Dole and spare him the indignity of his presidential run. Fortunately, they tell us a few things about Doom 2099, for those of us who didn't read his book, Doom 2099. His eyes glow bright red thanks to his usage of the highly addictive crab venom. Yes, crab venom. Who knew crabs were venomous? I didn't. See, this podcast is educational. But, oops, next we learn that the breed of venomous crab is now extinct, making it hard for Doom 2099 to feed his addiction. I guess apparently, in the 21st century, crab venom becomes a big thing, and Doom fell prey to the peer pressure to use it. Let this be a warning to you kids. If anyone offers you crab venom, just say no. Next, we learn that in the future, the citizens of Latveria are all killed by deadly necrotoxins. And so he traveled back in time and warned the Doctor Doom of the 1990s about the catastrophe. And in the process, he learned that crab venom makes you immune to those deadly necrotoxins. Whoa! I take back what I said. If anyone offers you crab venom, just say yes. That's better than dying of necrotoxins. I don't know what necrotoxins are. Did McDonald's open a branch in Latveria? So Doom 2099 plans to save all his people by having them all get addicted to crab venom. And while in the past, he had a battle with the Thing and Daredevil, which almost put a kibosh on his plans, but he needs to find a way to synthetically reproduce the crab venom, and so he goes to... You would think he would go to a place that makes artificial crab meat. Seems like they would have that kind of technology, but no, he goes to Four Freedoms Plaza. We're in his lab. Reed is hard at work on a dimensionally transcendental probe. When Sue and Nathaniel walk in and see that Reed has finally shaved that big shaggy beard he had, he says it was Doc Samson's idea, I guess to make him feel like things are getting back to normal after his long ordeal trapped in the past by Hyperstorm. Reed says he's going to use the probe to help locate the Silver Surfer, or Galactus, preferably the Silver Surfer, I assume, and enlist one of them to help fight Hyperstorm. He explains that he's going to send the probe into the negative zone so it can reach the crossroads of infinity, which is a junction to everywhere. Nathaniel warns his son to cut this shit out. A second encounter with Hyperstorm might be deadly. Reed replies that no cause is truly hopeless, no objective completely impossible. There's always a way. Unless you're Bob Dole. Reed walks away and thinks to himself that his father seemed to know more about Hyperstorm than he's saying. Meanwhile, on the Upper West Side, the Thing is riding in a taxi cab. I'm still not sure why any cab driver would pick up a Thing, especially since New York cabbies are notorious for discriminating against passengers based on color. And if the color of your passenger is orange, it might be a good idea to keep driving. The cab is stuck in traffic, and Ben is in a hurry to warn the FF about this Dr. Doom imposter running around the city. So he gets out, he starts picking up cars and moving them out of his way. Next, we see the real Dr. Doom, and he's hanging out with the Submariner. How did he end up flying off at the end of last issue to hanging out with Dr. Doom this issue? They're in this flying ship going over the streets of New York, looking for that Dr. Doom imposter as well. Namor wants revenge on Doom 2099 for wrecking ecological havoc on his precious ocean. Apparently in the future, Dr. Doom becomes a CEO of Exxon. Dr. Doom wants to ask his future self about the upcoming destruction of Latveria. Back at FF headquarters, Reed, along with his assistant, Adult Franklin, is about to operate on Black Bolt to repair that damaged antenna on his head, while the royal family of the Inhumans look on through a window. So after a while, the operation is a success. Reed goes out. He tells Medusa that her husband will be fine. He just needs a few hours sleep now. They hear some kind of alarm. Reed tells Sue it's from his probe. It's made contact. But with who? In the basement of Four Freedoms Plaza, Doom 2099 is lurking around, and he breaks into the elevator shaft. He flies up with the goal of crushing the Fantastic Four? And back at FF headquarters, Reed is putting on a special suit because he's planning on entering the Negative Zone, which that never goes well, and going to the Crossroads of Infinity to see who that probe has made contact with. Johnny says that Reed could end up anywhere in the universe. Nathaniel tries to talk Reed out of it, saying that even with Galactus and or Silver Surfer's help, they could not defeat Hyperstorm. Okay, I think I know what Nathaniel's secret is. He's Hyperstorm's press agent. He's always hyping up that big loser. So Reed kisses Sue goodbye, and he enters the Negative Zone portal. So he's got that rope attached to him so he can be pulled back. You know, the rope that always seems to break when they travel into the Negative Zone. And he travels to the Crossroads area where he encounters the Silver Surfer. Back with Ben, he arrives back at headquarters and asks Roberta the robot receptionist what's going on, and she seems to know that Reed is off galaxy hopping. He has Roberta call Johnny, who flames on and flies down to see Ben, who tells him about that fight he had with Doom 2099, which took place in the pages of Doom 2099, issue 42. I didn't realize the book ran that long. So they say they're going to scour the city looking for Doom 2099, but then they look on a monitor and see they don't have to scour very much of the city since Doom 2099 is already there in FF headquarters. He's busy using some of Reed's technology to help create a formula for synthetic crab venom. He downloads it into his mask, just as the Human Torch and the Thing bust into the room. Ben tries to punch Doom, but Doom knocks him aside. Johnny shoots fire at him, and it's not like fire is going to hurt Doom 2099, but he is worried about his mask getting damaged and losing that crab venom formula. Ben comes up behind Doom and grabs him, and he whines like a bitch. My mask! Keep your desecrating fist off my mask! And he charges up his armor, and he shocks the shit out of the Thing. Ben flies into the wall, and the building loses power, leaving Sue and Franklin worried about Reed possibly getting stuck in the Negative Zone. And at the Crossroads, Reed asks about Galactus, and Silver Surfer tells him the good news. Or is it bad news? Since this is Reed we're talking about. That Galactus is dead. The Surfer says that Galactus was killed by an overeager herald of his called Morg, who used the ultimate nullifier to destroy Galactus and his ship. Reed asked the Surfer to tell him where this occurred, and after that, the Surfer, he leaves. So much for helping fight Hyperstorm. Reed goes to check his air supply, but something's wrong. Something always goes wrong when he's in the Negative Zone. Back in headquarters, Adult Franklin, I'm really sick of having to call him Adult Franklin. I'm pretty much sick of Adult Franklin in general. He turns on his armor, grabs the rope, and starts reeling in his dad. As he pulls, they hear explosions coming from the floor below. The Inhumans also hear the explosions, so Gorgon, Karnak, and Medusa run in and find Johnny and Ben fighting with a guy who looks kind of like Dr. Doom. Gorgon stomps on the floor and creates a shockwave, while Karnak leaps over and kicks Doom in the face, while Ben punches him in the back, and Medusa grabs him with her hair. Meanwhile, Reed is being pulled back through the Negative Zone by Adult Franklin, and we are reminded how young Franklin was kidnapped, taken to an alternate future, and raised by his crazy grandfather and taught to be a warrior, honing his psi powers, robbed of his childhood and his parents. Back with Doom 2099, he starts running away. Why not? He's got that crab venom formula he wanted, and I'm still not sure crabs have venom. Maybe it's crab semen that he's been addicted to, but this is still a code-approved book, so they call it venom. Doom 2099 flies out through a hole in the wall, but zap, he immediately gets caught in a tractor beam and reeled in by the Submariner and Doom 1996. The three of them fly off together back to Latveria. Back with the Richards family, adult Franklin has reeled in his dad, who is overjoyed that Franklin saved him and that Hyperstorm had nothing to do with the building losing power. He tells everyone that he's come up with a plan to defeat Hyperstorm. Sue says she wants to celebrate his return, but Reed says it has to wait. He has to get busy making preparations. And then we see that Hyperstorm is watching them on his monitor. When Nathaniel says their lives are in great danger, Hyperstorm agrees with him. And finally, the issue ends with a very weird scene from out of left field. So Adult Franklin has been part of this book for so long, but now the time platform appears over Adult Franklin's head. It comes down, he disappears, as Sue, Franklin, and Nathaniel look on in surprise. The time platform reappears a minute later. Franklin reappears, still wearing that Adult Franklin armor. His family asks what happened. Is he okay? Franklin takes off his helmet, and he says, "Mommy, Daddy, I'm okay. Boy, I'm glad I'm finally home." Yes, it's Franklin the young boy again, back to normal. Just like that. No more Adult Franklin. Tom DeFalco must realize that he's running out of time. He's got to wrap up all this shit and do it quick. And boy, the ending to the Adult Franklin saga, that was some quick-ass shit. Coming next issue, it's time to end the Hyperstorm storyline. And if you have any questions about the Fantastic Four, about this podcast, or if you need relationship advice, you can email me at podcastff@gmail.com. Let's organize a pillow fight at pillowfightday.com. Let's play a video game called Half-Life together. We'll fight some venomous crabs. And go to danceclass.com and take my Lithuanian full body contact tap dancing class. So long, kids. This podcast is over. Let's go take some crab venom now. Every day.